Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Because He Lives, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Righteousness Prayer in an Unrighteous Time, from James chapter 5, verses 16 through 20.
Today. Amen. As you find your way back to your seats this morning. Oh, come on, you got a better praise in you than that. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Grave couldn't hold him. Death couldn't defeat him. Devil is defeated and Jesus is Lord. Man, that's the best news you can hear today, is the fact that we serve a risen Savior. Amen. All the false gods of religion, their bones and their remains are still in the grave. But I want you to know, the Son of God, He was nailed to a cross. He suffered, He bled, and He died. He was put in a borrowed tomb. I'm glad He used the borrowed tomb because He wasn't going to stay. And then 3 days went by, and hallelujah, the earth shook, the stone rolled, and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords came out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. You've got victory in Jesus today. Amen. Hallelujah. Because He lives. Amen. Let's stand up and praise Him. Come on. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Sing it one more time. Sing it like you mean it. Because He lives. Oh, praise Him today. Thank you, Lord.
I can face
tomorrow because He lives. All my fear is gone because I know, yes, I know He holds the is worth the living just because
He lives.
My God, He still lives. Praise the Lord. Step over it and win in Christ. Amen. To be strong in prayer, Elijah was a righteous man. This means Elijah was living in the conformity of God's truth. Folks, through prayer, God's people can turn back the flood of evil and turn the nation back to God. Now, when our prayers are inspired and our hearts are enabled to believe beyond the humanity ability of our lives today, then God can move through our prayers. But we have a attitude of giving up and quitting. We have an attitude of defeat. That's the mentality of Christianity today. Well, what must we do, Pastor? We must make the choice to live the right life subject to the Word of God. We've got to learn today, and when you live the right life subject to the Word of God, guess what you now have become? You have now become in a position that you're living in the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. We make the choice to see how close we can get to the cross. We need to make that choice. We need to see how close we can get to the cross. We need to see how close we can get to God. God said, draw nigh to Him and He will draw nigh to you. Amen. But the problem is you can't be a part-timer, friend. You can't be a sometimer. You got to be a full-timer. You got to put Him first. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. And He said, all these things will be added, pushed in your direction. That will bring the favor of God. That will bring the anointing of God. That will bring the goodness of God. That will bring the blessings of God into your life. Why are you running around just trying to get by when God has something far better for you? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We've got to make the choice to see how close we can get to the cross. We can get close to the Lord. Amen. Sure, we're made righteous by Christ because of the blood of Jesus. And I'm glad today His blood covers and removes all of our sins. Amen. We become the righteousness of God in Christ. And let me just stop here a moment and tell you, if you've never been saved, everything I'm telling you today makes zero sense. Because you have never entered into a relationship with Him to start with. Folks, listen. The greatest relationship you can have in life is to know God as your God and Jesus as your Savior. I'm glad on the 2nd of February in the year 1975, while I was still on active duty in the military, God got a hold of my heart. I'm glad God shook me. God got all the sin out of me. God redeemed my soul. God wrote my name in heaven. God delivered me. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't been the same since. Oh, I was told by family. I was told by friends. I was told by everybody, oh, it'll pass. This thing will pass. You'll get over it. Well, let me tell you what, I haven't gotten over it yet. And I'm not going to get over it. Because what God's done for me, hallelujah, it's worth shouting about. It's worth praising about. It's worth even getting in the aisles and dancing about. Amen. I mean, what God's done for us, where He brought us out of, and what He's brought us into. Hallelujah. And that's what God does. What He brings you out is gone. Glory to God. What He's brought you out no longer exists. It no longer controls you. It no longer manipulates you. It no longer holds you bound and captive. Thank God, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, dead, gone, and buried. Amen. And all things have become new in Christ. Amen. See, that's what He'll do for you in salvation. Are you saved? Well, preacher, I kind of hope I'll get there. Well, my connection with this particular church or denomination or whatever, your denomination is not going to get you there. Amen. You can run up and down all the street of glory, and you're not going to find denominationalism in heaven. The only thing you're going to find is you've been delivered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. I'm not going to the Baptist room when I get to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. The reason I'm going to heaven is because I've trusted Christ as my personal Savior. See, without Jesus, you're not going to make heaven. So you've got to realize you're a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You've got to recognize Jesus died on the cross for your sins. God commended His love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And you've got to receive Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm telling you, what Jesus put in me, the world, the flesh, and the devil can't take out of me. Amen. They take me over to Lynchburg General, and they cut me open and cut me up and cut me down and look here and look there. They can't get out of me what God's put in me. Amen. Hallelujah. I today have the power of the Holy Spirit in my life, on my life. And praise God, Jesus lives in my heart and my life. And let me tell you what, I wouldn't take nothing for what Christ has done for me. Amen. Amen. And you're trying to get by through life, you don't have to get by any longer when you give your heart to Jesus. Amen. However, you know, there's an outworking of that righteousness in our hearts and our lives. Because we need God to work. So we are righteous, so then we should start living a righteous life. Right living for Christ. We have been cleansed of our sins. And we're no longer today in a position that sin has dominion over us. So when we walk in Christ in righteousness, we really become, as I've been trying to tell you, an unstoppable force on this earth that cannot. But here's the problem. Too many churches today have put a gag order on their members, and they don't want them to stand up for Christ. We need to stand up and live holy, righteous, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled today, devil slapping, hell, heaven rejoicing, and praising the Lord lives that will honor and glorify God. Amen. God will use you today to restrain evil. Amen. Stand up for the truth. And you can only do it when you're on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus said, upon this rock. Upon what rock? Upon the Lord. Upon this rock. That I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Elijah lived to see the name of God glorified again. Oh, my lands. I pray we'll live to see God's name glorified again. Amen. And to have the hearts of the people turned back to God. I'm telling you, the greatest need in America today is for Christians to get back to God and back to the house of God and back to prayer and back to righteous living and back to holiness and back to sanctification. Back to the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. That passion has to reside in our heart. You know, ask God to do something in your life that basically would turn the hearts of people back to God. So we have incredible power in prayer, don't we? So when we walk in relationship and fellowship with God, then we become unstoppable. All right, that's the introduction. Not really. I've got a couple points. I don't have a poem. But just hang in there with me a few more minutes. Will you say amen?
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at AOL.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.